from Targeted Individual as Lone Wolf Terrorist, the introduction to the Op Catalyst website, now removed from the internet. After doing exhaustive research and living for decades as a targeted individual, I'm afraid to tell you that most of the terror events the media outlets are feeding us are fabrications using wireless surveillance to turn targeted individuals into convincing terrorism scapegoats. Yes, even 9/11, which was probably the biggest live run of this surveillance weapon's potential, having turned people doing nothing on CCTV video into terror masterminds. As I make this recording on April 9th, 2016, it is now almost on a daily basis. Only governments rotted through with corruption would plan, let alone execute, events like these to further their invasions and warfare, with no foreseeable end in sight. Instead of cutting counterterrorism budgets when terror events occur, budgets are boosted, re-evidencing the racket. In the 15 years of sustained domestic terrorism after 9/11, not one North American, Israeli, or British political or military leader has been killed in a terror event. Allowing the state to invade our privacy and collect all the information it can, using the pretext of security, has resulted in more domestic terrorism in our lives than ever before, by design. Fabrications by intelligence agencies and the secret police, the illegal police, keep the general public fearful, psychologically dependent on its protector government, obedient, not speaking back, sticking to work, paying taxes, and not protesting. All so that the police, intelligence agencies, and government remain unchecked as they profit and benefit immensely from what they call a war on terror, or a war on anywhere or anyone. While the ruling class feeds us media and popular culture that the world revolves around us and that government exists to serve our best interests, it actually revolves around them. If you've listened so far, you should see why I was targeted by multiple governments and why they spent so much time, effort, and money to convince everyone I knew that I was insane and a threat to society. I understand the technology and the methodologies required by weaponized surveillance, remote influencing, and virtual telepathy, which has been used on populations without their knowledge for quite some time now. I also understand that the ability to record anyone, anywhere, means that governments already know where legitimate terrorists and criminals already are, and that they are pretending that they do not. This also means that private government communications have become insecure, and they have developed completely discrete communication systems, the likes of which I have been subjected to. This also means that everyone is now on their list and never coming off it. Government employees and assets first. If you read through my website, Op Catalyst, and review its multimedia, you will see everything from courier deliveries from a biometric surveillance company to my next-door neighbor, RCMP, living in my building doing counterintelligence gaslighting skits. Even if you don't believe exactly everything you read, see, and hear, you'll be unable to deny that there have been serious, expensive, and completely illegal government goings-on in my life for many years. They've ruined me professionally and financially, then discredited me personally, psychiatrically, and socially. They are recruited as sadists, gang mentality abusers, and are most likely collectively criminally insane. They target loners deliberately to bully them, ensuring the target is personally, professionally, and psychiatrically abused to a point where they have nothing good to say about law, policing, or government. It is as completely deliberate as torturers tormenting their victim until nothing but words of hatred and revenge come from their lips. Every provoked statement used against the lone and helpless victim who threatens the criminal many with the truth about their torture and abuses. This is what makes the contrived lone wolf profile so cyclical. The more they covertly abuse, provoke, and gaslight you that you're insane, the faster you'll be speaking against police, government, and whatever or whomever they've profiled you with. I'll tell you this, secret police especially love stalking and provoking, then psyching you out like wife beaters that it's all your fault. You'll be hating the criminal apparatus of the mafia state pretty fast, which spends immense amounts of money and effort on its public image, but is the very definition of a secret society. How they really sustain control is classified and secret, and those who uphold that secrecy exist in the tens of thousands of people who work in the military, the intelligence establishments, and the secret and regular police. So we're not talking about a few Illuminati or political Machiavellians or religious power players. We're talking about entire societies which use secrecy to maintain their criminal control of whatever they cannot enforce with publicly available laws. This ruling class is what the world exists for. Despite movies, songs, books, television, and news media reaffirming to you that the common person is what the government exists to serve. There's no use asking the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, or the Toronto Police Service what's truly going on with me. They're all lying about it. Tribunal orders have already been fabricated from orders that they fabricated, when the tribunal itself would have known those orders were as fabricated as the ones they were fabricating. I've already endured two police fixed hearings and a wrongful conviction, which the RCMP prevented me from overturning by shutting down my lawyer's downtown office. The money and influence backing this cutting-edge surveillance weapon, which major governments want to command, else be remotely commanded by, is limitless. Persons regularly around the target will be either made part of the team with a mafia's code of silence, or pushed away, just like I was isolated. Terrorism is the mafia state's ultimate protection racket, with unlimited profitability. Protected informants can be paid over $4 million each in Canada to set up other people and lie about it at hearings. Those paltry millions are a drop in the bucket compared to the billions in technology and weapons sales which come as a result of terror events. Our governing ruling class has profited and empowered themselves through warfare consistently in the past, and nothing has changed that to present.